Thank you, Madam Chair, and I want to thank everybody for their contribution, both Indigenous peoples, representatives, and states. I think it was a good discussion. I'll try to do the best I can in 3 minutes. I want to respond to the special rapporteur who talked about the Declaration of the Rights of Indigenous was achieved. It was achieved because Indigenous peoples were given the right of consensus along with states to define all the rights in the Declaration, and it was that's how the Declaration was achieved, and it is a enhanced participation by Indigenous peoples at that time, and it hasn't been repeated since, and we need to bring the idea that Indigenous peoples should be part of the consensus when issues concern Indigenous peoples, and that's how you get successful documents into the United Nations. We a lot of our discussion about who gets this status, and I think there's a challenge to both states and Indigenous peoples in this particular area. However, the United Nations does have to change. It does have to make some adjustments, and we can't keep using the ECOSOC status or some of the structures that we have today. It's pretty clear, like state recognition, etc. It's pretty clear from all the discussions we have with Indigenous peoples that states are the problem, you know. And so they're not going to be the solution without the help of Indigenous peoples. That we have the solutions. We have the solutions that states have created, and so that's why we have to be here and have a voice in the United Nations. States cannot speak for us. We have to speak for ourselves. And states have to make that adjustment. And that's a challenge. And also it's a challenge to Indigenous peoples. Because Indigenous peoples, our right to self-determination is based on our being peoples. Not NGOs, not organizations, not committees, but by actual peoples expressing a right to self-determination. And some Indigenous peoples are ready to step right in here today to exercise that right, and with very clear structures of representation, representing peoples. Some Indigenous peoples are not ready yet, as expressed by some people on the floor here. That may be we need an aspirational status for some people, that if you can see Indigenous peoples participate in the UN as peoples, and other Indigenous peoples who are not organized that way will be inspired to change and to adjust and to make themselves organized in that way, that they're exercising the right to self-determination as peoples, and elevate yourself. And states have to recognize that and should not interfere with the development of Indigenous peoples' right to self-determination. I also just quickly wanted to mention that the funding for the Indigenous coordinating body is vital. We want to thank Canada for its support. We hope other states would step up and match Canada's contribution, and we're looking forward to that, because we are struggling. We are struggling with all the meetings that are taking place about enhanced participation to get Indigenous peoples to participate. We need financial help, and we need it quickly. So I'll just leave it like that for now. Thank you.